You might have noticed stories in the media last week which confirmed what we told you on the health report some months ago, namely that dementia rates seem to be declining in developed nations. It's probably related to the axiom that what's good for the heart is good for the brain, and parallels improvements in heart health as well as increased education levels, which are important for dementia prevention. But a recent study has looked at fish in the diet and the concern that some people have had that while fish consumption might reduce the risk of heart disease, the mercury content might stuff up the brain and take away any benefits for dementia. Edeltraud Kroger of Laval University in Quebec wrote the editorial, the commentary, that went along with the paper in the Journal of the American Medical Association.
They looked at the brains of 286 participants of the study who had died. And in the brains, they assessed the mercury content and they also assessed different types of brain pathology related to Alzheimer's disease and microinfarcts and Lewy bodies.
So just to explain that, Alzheimer's is obviously, everyone's heard about it, is the commonest one. The second one with microinfarcts is vascular dementia, which shows in a slightly different way to Alzheimer's disease. And the third one is Lewy body disease or dementia with Lewy bodies, which can be quite bizarre with hallucinations and other issues along with the dementia and associated with a much more rapid decline.
Yes.
So they studied the brains and correlated that with the dementia pathology with the mercury, but they also correlated it with diet, did they not?
Yes, most importantly, they correlated it with seafood consumption. And that relied on food questionnaires that the participants had filled out at a mean of 4.5 years before death. So from that, they established whether people were eating fish frequently or less frequently, and they also reduced the intake of N3 unsaturated fatty acids.
Omega-3.
Exactly.
And what did they find?
And what I found the most important result is that they found that more mercury didn't mean more pathology. And that is reassuring for the fish-eating adult. And regarding the benefit of fish consumption against dementia, that was limited to persons who had the APOE4 allele, which predisposes people to Alzheimer's disease. It kind of doubles the risk.
So if you carried the APOE variant of this gene, then you really got benefit from the seafood.
But I think that the results regarding omega-3 fatty acids or fish and dementia are still not completely understood, because there is different studies with different results. Some find a benefit of omega-3 fatty acids against dementia and others don't. And in this study, it was limited to those carrying the gene, which increases the risk.
So there's two or three things here. One is, if you ate more seafood, did you have more mercury in your brain?
Yes, you do. Because the mercury which goes into our brain is the organic mercury, the methyl mercury. And methyl mercury mainly comes from fish.
The second question is, you'd kind of think that seafood would protect against vascular dementia, given in theory it's good for, well, there's plenty of evidence that it's good for heart disease, not necessarily omega-3s, but seafood, whole seafood. Was there any evidence of special protection against vascular dementia?
Yes, there was. There was a significant decrease in the presence of macro and micro infarcts, or both types of pathologies leading to vascular dementia.
The other question I've got is, of course, I mean, you were the editorialist and commenting on the quality of the study as well. It was only fish consumption 5 years before. Dementia increasingly is being recognized as almost a lifelong disease, where perhaps not vascular, but certainly Alzheimer's, where you can find signs probably in your late teens, early 20s. What relevance has fish consumption 5 years before you die got?
That's a good question, and I asked it myself. One thing is that you want to make sure that what people eat 5 years before they die is kind of similar to what they ate like maybe 10 or 20 years before. And the authors have some reassurance on that from their other studies. But another thing is that mercury accumulates in the brain over a long time. So if there is this really good correlation between mercury and seafood consumption and no increase in Alzheimer's pathology, maybe even a decrease, then this is another indicator that seafood has really been consumed over a long time. Otherwise, that wouldn't be the mercury accumulation.
Now, you have a special interest in omega-3 fatty acids and dementia. In the last 3, 4, 5 years, the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids have kind of diminished as people look forward. You know, sudden death and heart disease, well, that seems to have gone. You've got to take an awful lot of fish oil to get a benefit in inflammatory disease, probably more than people have thought. there's still a debate over depression. Are you sure it's omega-3 fatty acids that are doing the good work here, or is it the fact that you're eating fish and fish is displacing meat from your diet?
That's also an excellent question. There's really much more evidence on the fish eating, or even on the whole diet, which is rich in fish and rich in vegetables and maybe more richer in whole grain products and less rich in fried goods and red meats and these things. And the evidence which keeps accumulating is more towards the whole diet approach than towards specific nutrients like the omega-3 fatty acids. And you're absolutely right. There were early trials with omega-3 fatty acids against a decrease in cognitive impairment or dementia, and they were disappointing.
Eltrud Kroger is at the Centre of Excellence in Aging in Quebec City and Laval University.